This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The full House completed their budget balancing exercise Friday, leaving few completely pleased with the outcome. But as Minden Representative Gene Reynolds said,
the reality is once the budget gets over to the Senate side, it's not going to come back the way it left, believe me.
One lawmaker left frustrated is Kenner Representative Julie Stokes.
We need to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our entire state and adequately funding our priorities.
I asked Stokes, who is the vice chair of House Ways and Means, how and if Louisiana can ever get off this budget roller coaster.
The best thing you can do for a stable funding for government is to have a well-balanced tool. Your legs are property tax, which we don't embrace, income tax, which we clearly don't embrace, corporate tax, which was very broken and we're trying to fix some inequities in it, and then sales tax, which we're over-reliant on it.
She's hoping to change the legislative mindset.
There's a lot of people that believe that a sales tax is good because everybody has to pay it. They're concerned with the people that are skipping out on their taxes, and those come in all socioeconomic levels.
She says while most recognize sales taxes inequitably impact those at the bottom of the economic spectrum, they are regressive for those higher up as well.
If I'm itemizing, I don't want to pay a ton of sales tax. I would rather pay property and income tax that I can deduct.
She adds Louisiana's current tax policy is consistent with its economy and the situation far too many of its citizens find themselves in.
As long as we're living at subsistence level from paycheck to paycheck, we can't have a grand vision.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.